We do have several prayer requests this morning. This first one is from Carol Jackson, who has COVID again. And Carol has been so faithful. I'm not sure how many years she's been sending our reminder cards out to our pastors. Mm-hmm. She was doing it when we were at the radio station, and she still continued to do that. Bless her heart. A faithful servant. Also, she just lost her older sister yesterday. Okay. And Carol says, you know, her sister is rejoicing in heaven today, and we'll rejoice with her one day. So it's always heartwarming to know when people know where their family stands.
Yeah.
Then we want to continue to pray for Susan Mabry, who had to have a previous incision opened back up. She'd had an incision to remove a tumor from the brain a few weeks ago. They found staph infection, and they're waiting on the culture from the spinal fluid to see how deep that infection went. But Robbie sent me a text this morning and said they had a really good night before last, and I'd sent this in yesterday when I couldn't be here. She'd been up all night just throwing up, and he'd taken her to Oklahoma City to St. Anthony's to the ER because that's where she'd had the surgery. And so praise God they had a decent night last night, and we're just believing that that staph infection hasn't gone all over.
Yeah.
And then we want to pray for the family of Sherry Boyette, who's gone to her final resting place. Sherry was raised in Cheyenne. She's only 61 years old. And unfortunately, I have no idea where she stands with the Lord. Don't, you know, known her all of her life, but don't know her.
Yeah. But we know where the Lord stands with her. Mm-hmm. He loves her. And he went to a pretty extreme measure to show that love and to pay the price. So, you know, I want to just say this. When someone passes and you say, I'm not sure. Well, it's not your job to be sure. I'm not rebuking Neva. I'm just saying we don't have to try to sit and figure it out. Mm-hmm. If there's any doubt whatsoever in our minds, just think about this. Think about the fact that there was a man on a cross next to Jesus who deserved to be there. And one simple childlike statement, he said, remember me when you come in your kingdom. And Jesus said, I tell you today, you'll be with me in paradise. It doesn't take a lot to open yourself up to receive the compassion that God has for you. If you're listening to me today, you say, well, man, I don't know where I stand either. When we pray for these requests, I'm going to pray for you also, because I remember what it was like to live in the torment of not knowing what would happen to me if Jesus came back or if I passed away. I was just a young man, but I would think about those things. It would torment me. It literally would. And God does not want you to be in torment. He wants you to know. Well, Father, we bring these prayer requests before you, Heavenly Father. We pray for Carol Jackson, Father. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, that you are the strength and source of her hope and her healing. Father, we know that you're aware that COVID is once again attacking her body. And we believe, Father, that you have given her antibodies to fight that virus in her body. And we pray, God, for supernatural intervention as necessary. We pray, Lord, that her natural immune healing system would function perfectly as you created it to, and that this virus will be utterly and completely defeated in her body, and she'll have no severe reaction to it. She will have no lingering effects, and she will have a full and complete recovery. And after that, Father, we believe she will have antibodies that protect her in the future from similar viruses. And Father, we thank you that you are the hope and strength of Carol Jackson, Father God, as she leans on you concerning her sister's passing. Lord God, we know that she is rejoicing in heaven, and we give you praise for that. Father, we pray for Susan. Is it Mabry?
Yes.
Susan Mabry, Father, who's they've found staph infection. Father, we come against that infection. We pray, Lord God, that in the name of Jesus, her immune system would function as you created it to, that it would have a great response against this infection. We pray, Lord, for this medical staff, that you'd give them wisdom to treat her with anything they need to do. They'll do nothing more and nothing less than what is necessary as you lead them by your Holy Spirit. Whether they're aware of it or not, we believe, Father, that because we pray, you are leading them. And so we give you praise for that, and we thank you for that. Father, we pray also for the family of Sherry Boyette. And God, we thank you that you are a faithful Savior. And we pray, Lord God, for the comfort and peace that only you can give for her family. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that your will was done in her life. We believe, Father God, that you're a gracious and compassionate Lord. And so we are asking for that comfort and that peace. And I pray, God, for those who are listening today that may not know where they stand with you. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would speak to our hearts in such a way that it draws us to you, that we could just reach out and say, Jesus, save me, forgive me, cleanse me from sin and from every feeling of doubt and unbelief and condemnation. Father, I pray that that cleansing power would just flood over those who listen today. And Father, we pray for your peace and grace. Your peace and grace. And Father, we pray for Kayla Hodges, who's diagnosed with COVID, and her youngest son, Houston, was also diagnosed with COVID. And Father, we thank you that there is healing for COVID, Father God. I know many, many, many people who've recovered from COVID, and many of them with not very severe symptoms. Now, Father, we don't deny that COVID can be severe, but Father, we deny the right for COVID to be severe. We plead the blood of Jesus over every person, regardless of what their healing need is. By your stripes, Jesus, we declare healing over them, and we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Kayla Hodges is my little granddaughter. She's the daughter of my son who passed away last year with COVID. Mm-hmm. She's an RN at the Weatherford Hospital and has dealt with so many cases. I stopped by yesterday to see her for a few minutes, and she's just been dealing with that, yeah, you know, since it started.
Yeah.
And so she's been very fortunate not to have gotten that before now.
Yeah. You know, I have two cousins that work at the Weather Hospital that they've been like that throughout the whole thing. They never got COVID until 2 weeks ago. And then they were tested positive for COVID, had very mild symptoms, quarantined, and went on back. Now they're back at work. But mm-hmm. we believe that for her also. Mild, amen. Mild symptoms and a quick recovery.
Amen. Amen. We do want to thank our sponsors. Prophetic Voice Ministries is one of those. 616 North Locust Avenue is where their church is located. They have Sunday school at 9:30 Sunday mornings, and then church at 11, and then again at 6 o'clock in the evening, as well as a Tuesday night prayer service, and then a Thursday night preaching service again. Apostle Casey Elliott will bring you a good word. Also, oops, I dropped the card, Joshua's Crossing Ministries at 312 North Main Street here in Elk City is one of our Facebook sponsors. We appreciate them so much. They have provided this wonderful room for us for 2.5 years so that we could have a quiet, peaceful hour of power.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just pleasant. You've mentioned this several times when you come in. When you come in the front room, there's just a feeling, and there's a big mural on, or a big picture on the wall, and there's just a special feeling in this building.
Yes, there is.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Where you are in life is up to you. We tend to point the finger at someone else or some circumstance in life. The key is to recognize who the pilot of your airplane is. If you don't take responsibility of where you are, then you will find your life back in the same place. How high or far you go is up to you.
New year, new ride, right here at Bart Rice and Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. For the next 2 weeks, take advantage of great incentives on Ford SUVs, like 0% for 60 months and customer bonus cash on the all-new 21 Ford Edge and Expedition. Plus, new units arriving daily. Come experience the Bart Rice indifference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service, only at BartRiceandFord.net.
Edge SEL, stock number T16110, Expedition Stealth Edition, stock number A10101, WAC through Ford Credit Financing, 0% APR for 60 months to 1667 per month, per $1,000 finance. Exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Let us.
We don't understand one word they're saying right there at the end, but we know Barbara Dyson is a great company for selling cars, for getting what you need for service. So whatever they said at the end, I'm sure was something they had to do because of that disclaimer rule. But anyway, we're thankful for our sponsors. So let's get back into your message.
Yeah, let us get back into our.
Yes, let us.
That thing wants to play all the time, doesn't it? Yeah, let us pray. Let us pray. We ought to pray. Let us. We got a lot of let us. Mm-hmm. Well, let us get back into the Word. I was talking a while ago about the account. This is a historical, factual account. This is not some fairy tale. That in the storm, Jesus came walking on the water. The storm was so severe, the disciples were in the boat, experienced fishermen, and they were not making any progress whatsoever. The storm is so severe, and Jesus is walking on the water. And they look and they think, oh my gosh, they see this figure of a man walking on water, and their first thought is, it's a ghost. Mm-hmm. And so Jesus, he don't buy in for all that garbage. I promise you that, you know. He doesn't watch Ghost Hunters on the Travel Channel. But anyway, they were terrified, and Jesus said, it's me. Don't be afraid. And Peter said, if it's really you, Lord, then bid me come. Invite me to come on the water. Jesus told him, well, come. And we're talking today about how faith comes. Romans 10:17, the King James Version Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God, or having hearing, hearing God. Faith comes by hearing from God. Getting a revelation word, a rhema word, if you will, from God. That word that just goes off in you. You go, wow, I see that. Well, if you see it, seize it. Do you get that? If you see it, seize it. Take hold of it. Let that be the anchor that holds you steady to Christ in the midst of whatever the world is trying to throw at you. If you see it, seize it. Take it, write it down. I'm going to recommend to you, when you believe you heard the Lord speak to you, whether you're reading your Bible and you're like, wow, look at that. I've never seen that. Or you're listening to someone preach and it just speaks to you. You get hold of that right there, right then, and you take hold of it. You write it down as quick as you can get somewhere. And listen, here's a very important thing. Don't try to interpret what the Lord said. Because you'll probably interpret it wrongly. Don't try to interpret it. He didn't give it to you so you could figure it out. If it's not, you know, because sometimes, like this, here's a good example of trying to interpret it. In John chapter 11, Jesus and his disciples are a ways away from Bethany. And Jesus has friends named Lazarus and Mary and Martha who live in Bethany, and Lazarus becomes sick. And so they send word to Jesus. It took them a little while to get there, but they send word. They say, oh, Jesus, come. Lazarus, who you love, is sick. And the Bible says Jesus stayed right where he was for 2 days. It's like, that don't make sense. He's not trying to make sense. He's trying to make faith. A lot of times faith doesn't make sense. What's Jesus doing? Why doesn't Jesus go right away? Doesn't he know that Lazarus is in trouble, that Lazarus needs him? Yes, he knows. He knows exactly. When Jesus heard that, even though it doesn't say this, it doesn't say, so Jesus took that information and went and spent time with the Father to seek the Father's will. I mean, Jesus was always listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. He himself said, I can't do anything on my own. Jesus said while he was on the earth, he said, I only do that which I see the Father doing. In other words, what do you mean see the Father doing? Well, as you mature spiritually, you'll come more to understand what it means to see it. But on the inside, you just catch a vision of, I think this is what I see myself doing. And you see, you literally imagine yourself doing that. You see yourself doing that in faith. And you, as you do that, like, I remember someone came forward in our church one time. I had called out a word of knowledge by the Holy Spirit, not me knowing, but called it out by word of knowledge that they had this pain in their hand, their wrist, the aching. And so by faith, I called that out. I said, someone here, do you got a aching pain? It goes up between your fingers here at your wrist. Doesn't go any higher than that, but it's just right there. And someone responded, a woman responded, and she came forward for prayer. As she came forward for prayer, when I began to pray over, and I closed my eyes to pray, and I just see myself taking her arm and going, slinging it, as if that thing would just sling off of her. And I was like, whoa. But I just did what I believed the Lord told me to do. I grabbed a hold of her arm, and I slung it. And when I slung it, boy, her face just lit up. And I said, it left, didn't it? And she goes, oh, my gosh, it left. And it did. It just left instantaneously. You see, what? God can use you the same way. If you're a born-again believer and you just will listen to what the Holy Spirit leads you to do, Jesus said in John 14, 12, the works I do, whosoever has faith in me, the works I do will do same works and greater works. Like, what about the greater works? Well, why don't we focus on the ones he did first? You want to know a work that I've done and you can do and you've done that's greater than the work Jesus did? You want to hear it? I can tell someone about how Jesus died on the cross, was buried in a tomb, and rose from the dead on the third day and ascended up to heaven. He couldn't tell people that because it hadn't happened yet. He could tell them how it was going to happen, but we tell them how it did happen. And how many of you know that when you tell somebody that God so loved the world that he gave his son, he died on the cross, he rose from the dead, you're preaching the gospel. And what is it that causes a sinner to become a child of God? The gospel. Preaching the gospel is a greater work. Preaching Jesus dying on the cross for your sins, Jesus taking the curse upon himself so that you could have the blessing, that's a greater work. But we can also do those works Jesus did. And so Jesus said, I see the Father do it, I do it. I hear the Father say it, I speak it. So when they got word from Lazarus, you know, Lazarus is sick, Jesus goes, what are we doing, Father? And I believe the Holy Spirit told Jesus, just wait until I tell you. 2 days later, Jesus says to his disciples, we're going to go back there, and Lazarus, our friend, is asleep, but we're going to wake him up. And one of them pipes up and goes, well, Lord, didn't they try to kill you over there? And Jesus said, don't worry about it. I'm not stumbling along in the darkness. I'm walking by the light of God's light, you know. And then he said, we're going to go wake him up. And they said, well, if he's asleep, he'll get better. And Jesus said, I tell you the truth, our friend Lazarus is dead, and for your sake, I'm glad. That sounds cold and harsh, but he knew the end of the story. He said, we're going to go there to raise him up. And he did. He said, well, why didn't Jesus, you know, why did it all happen that way? Because Jesus was listening for the voice of the Father. Because listen to me carefully. You may not be able to really wrap your mind around this at first, but Jesus didn't do what he did because he's God in the flesh. He is God in the flesh. I will never deny that. But Jesus himself said, it's the Father living in me who does the works. I can do nothing on my own. The Bible says in Acts 10:38, if you want to write that one down, Acts 10:38, that God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. That's the Holy Spirit's power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. It wasn't Jesus doing the healing. It was the anointing through Jesus doing the healing. How did Jesus do that? How did the Holy Spirit do that through Jesus? You want to know? By faith. And faith comes how? By hearing from God for yourself. So here, let me just put it in a capsule. If you hear God say something to you, then it's God. And you will act on what God tells you. You too can experience the miraculous, just like Jesus did. Now, I said earlier I was going to explain what Jesus meant when he said to Peter, O you of little faith. I'm going to explain it in two parts. At one point, the disciples, Jesus was talking to the disciples about forgiveness. And Peter pops off and says, if my brother sins against me, how many times do I have to forgive him? 7 times? Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm going to keep score, buddy. On the 8th mm-hmm. time, I'm going to knock your block off. No. Jesus answered him and said, "Not I tell you, Peter, not 7 times, but 70 times 7, which is not also a number. You can't keep track. 490, 491, buddy, you're in trouble." No, he was saying infinitely. You just keep forgiving. And you know what the disciples said in response to that? This is one of the smartest things I ever heard the disciples say. He said, you got to keep forgiving no matter what. And they said, Lord, increase our faith. See, they realized it was going to take faith to operate in that kind of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And then he said this, and you've heard it. He said, I tell you the truth. If you have faith like a mustard seed, Now, some translations say faith the size of a mustard seed, but that's not in the original language. He said, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, be the bow removed and cast in the sea, and it'll obey you. If you believe in your heart what you say with your mouth, you'll have what you say. And then he said, I tell you, therefore, when you're praying, stand praying, whatsoever you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, you'll have it. And he also said, forgive. That's Mark 11, if you don't want to read that chapter. So when Jesus talked about faith, and he said to Peter, little faith, he wasn't talking about the size of Peter's faith. Sounds like he's talking about the size of it. But if you go back and study the original language, the word they translated little, it actually means short. Which is, I could see why they called it little. Now, in that context, think of it this way. Peter is walking on the water because Jesus said, come. One word from Jesus, and Peter's doing supernatural things. But then he takes his eyes off of that word. He begins to let go of the word and look at the circumstances. And his faith begins to wane. His faith begins to diminish, and he starts sinking. And then he cries out to Jesus. He's right there in front of Jesus. He almost made it to the whole goal, but he gave up at the last minute. And Jesus lifts him up and says, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And better translation is this. Oh, you of a short burst of faith, why did you stop believing and allow doubt? Peter believed in complete faith. Let me just kind of give it a context. If Jesus was 50 feet away from the boat when Peter stepped out, for 49 feet he had faith. If your miracle is 50 days away and you give up on the 49th day, how many of you realize you're not receiving that miracle? Because your faith was carrying you, and it will carry you supernaturally from beginning to end, but you can't quit believing. You can't let anything become more powerful in your mind, more relevant, more true than whatever it was God said to you. Whatever God said to you, that's what God said to me, and that's what it is, and that settles it, and that's it. And we've got to be bulldog adamant about that. Jesus never took his eyes off of what Father God said, and Jesus' faith never failed to receive the results.
That's right.
Our faith, on the other hand, sometimes does not receive the results. And I can only surmise that it's not because we don't have faith, but we either quit listening so that we build on that word and build on that word, or we just let something else take us from that word. He said to Peter, why, O you of a short burst of faith, why, Peter, did you not believe all the way to me? Why did you let the wind and the waves talk you out of what God had said? I said, come, that means you can come. And if I'm calling you to come, I'm calling you to come all the way. Amen. Mm-hmm. So we got to think about that. Sometimes we wonder, why I don't understand why it didn't work. Could it be that we didn't finish the way we began? Or maybe we began the whole thing without hearing first. Because believing something is not necessarily faith. Because I could believe that you're going to give me your car. But unless I hear you promise me you're going to give me your car, and you're an absolutely trustworthy person, I can't count on it. I can choose to believe anything I want. You want a good example of that? Watch, just for a minute, watch the lame stream news and realize that there are people on there that have chosen to believe whatever they chose to believe. It has nothing, they don't let the facts get in the way. We can choose whatever we believe, but believing it doesn't mean it's faith. If it didn't originate with God, it's not faith. If he's not the author of it, he don't have to finish it. If he's not the alpha of it, he doesn't have to be the omega. Too many times we as Christian people decide to take upon ourselves, I'm believing for this. can I want to quote a minister of my, that I really respect, from Branson, Missouri, Brother Keith Moore. He said this. He said, "We as Christians, especially in the faith realm, we go around saying, 'I'm believing this.' And he said, just stop and ask yourself, on the basis of what are you believing? Oh, I'm believing 2022 is going to be the best year I ever had. On the basis of what? I'm not disagreeing with your positive statement, but on what are you basing that? Are you basing that on something God has said, or are you just basing that on the fact that you'd like to have a better year? Because if you're just basing it on the fact you'd like to have a better year, that's not faith. Don't deceive yourself into thinking that's faith. But you can go get with the Lord and say, Lord, I'd really like to have a better year this year. I am hoping and wanting and desiring that I will have a better year. Lord, what do you have to speak to me that will make this year a better year than last year? Lord, I'm all ears. I want to hear what you have to say. Now, when you get that word from God, automatically you're on a path to a better year. But if you don't hear, you don't have faith. And one of the best ways to hear in the whole wide world is to read the Word of God and let Him speak to you while you're reading it. I've known a lot of people in my time of walking with the Lord that wanted to know what God had to say, or they acted like they wanted to know what God had to say, but they won't take the time to open the Word of God for themselves. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews, don't become lazy in spiritual things. By faith and persistence or patience, we inherit the promises of God. I shared that last time I was here. Remember, in receiving the promises. Through faith and patience, which should be translated perseverance, we inherit the promises of God. Well, we've got to hear from God and keep hearing from God and keep standing on what we've heard from God, keeping it fresh. Faith does come, and faith does work. Faith in God works. But we've got to do it God's way. One of the most powerful things you could do today would be to set aside some time to just, you can't make, God, I've got 5 minutes here, speak to me now. Like, good luck with that. But set aside some time today, maybe on your lunch break, maybe at bedtime, whatever. But whatever works for you, when you go to get in your car, you can be driving and have that be a time with God. Now, don't get so caught up in the spirit you drive like Neva. But you can make your car be a sanctuary. You can turn on some worship music, or you can be in complete quiet just driving down the road and just talk to God a little bit and then listen. And stop talking, Dwight, and listen and say, Lord, I want to hear from you today. If you've got something to speak to me today, I want to hear from you. I'm open. Go out through your whole day. Go through the whole day being, Lord, I'm ready to hear. You know, Monica's standing over there right now. I'm focused on Neva. But if Monica says something right now, all I got to do is redirect my focus. I didn't know she was going to say anything. Well, I kind of did, but I just redirect my focus. Why? Because I'm willing to hear. Be willing to hear today, because faith comes by hearing. Amen. Father, bless our listeners. Bless this program, Father. I pray once again for anyone who's they've been struggling to hear from you, Father. I pray clearly that you give them the ears to hear, the hearts to receive. And Father, for those who are battling against circumstances, the wind and the waves are battering their lives, Father, whatever those wind and waves are manifest as, we know that your word is the anchor that holds us. You are the source of our hope and our faith and our trust. So we trust in you, Jesus. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Great, great lesson today. If you missed any part of this, go back and watch it on Facebook. It'll be posted there in just a few minutes. Or if you have a friend that doesn't have Facebook, send them to our website, therockchristianmusic.com. Have them click on the Hour of Power and then click on Wednesday. From me, Neva, from Monica, from Pastor Dwight, have a blessed day. We will see you back in here tomorrow.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.